Genesis chapter 40, we read verses 20 to 23. And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. It is especially the verse 23 of Genesis 40 I draw your attention to. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. The forgotten one. That's our subject this morning, the forgotten one. Joseph, the interpreter of the dreams, told the two men, the chief butler and the chief baker, he told the two men the meaning of their dreams. Both of those dreams we know were from God because they were fulfilled. Both of those dreams were fulfilled within the stated time lapse of which Joseph spoke within 3 days. And both dreams Joseph had interpreted correctly. And so we see the gift of interpretation of dreams that God has given him. Now the occasion of the fulfillment of the dreams, as the text says, was Pharaoh's birthday. Verse 20, it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday. There's a great feast made. The chief butler, his dream is fulfilled in that he spurred. And so the fulfillment for the chief butler meant life. It meant renewed service. Verse 21, he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again. And he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. So for the chief butler, it meant life and renewed service. But sadly for the chief baker, the dream meant death. And we read that the Pharaoh hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had said. And Joseph, we know, had hoped that the chief baker would remember him. He had hoped that the one who was promised life and who obtained life and who entered again into the service of his master, he had hoped that that one would remember him. In fact, he had strongly requested that he would. We saw there in Genesis 40, verse 14, that Joseph said to the chief butler, "Think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Remember me," he said. And so that was his desire, and that's what he hoped would have happened. But in our text, there is this yet, verse 23. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. The amazing ungratefulness. After such a deliverance, after such a kindness, and after such a plea from Joseph to remember him, there is this utterly unforgivable indifference of the chief butler. This shocking forgetfulness. And notice how it's doubly emphasized. It doesn't just say he didn't remember Joseph. It says it twice. He didn't remember Joseph, but he forgot him. The Holy Spirit has put an emphasis upon it. Negatively, he wasn't remembered. And positively, he was just clean forgotten. So the Holy Spirit here is really emphasizing he's the forgotten one. The forgetting of Joseph brings him to the pit's bottom. This is the lowest for him. And the Holy Spirit wants us to note it. He's at rock bottom now. He can sink no more. The Spirit of the Lord is letting us see him at his lowest before he brings him to the place where the exaltation commences. The Spirit of God is letting us see a man forsaken, a man utterly forgotten, a man utterly on his own. It's the end for Joseph. That's how it looks. He's forgotten. And only God can help him now. And God does, as we know. But on earth, he is the forgotten one. He's not forgotten in heaven, we know that. In fact, we read in Genesis 39 in the past that the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy and gave him favor. He's not forgotten by God. He's never forgotten by the Lord. But on earth, he's utterly the forgotten one. Now, it probably took a while for that to sink into Joseph's mind, that he was now forgotten. For a few days after the release of the chief butler, maybe even a few weeks, he perhaps lived in some hope. It would take a day or two for the butler to get an opportunity to tell Pharaoh, he would think. And then he would say to himself, it might take a few days for Pharaoh to reflect upon it and think about it. And then he might further reflect and say, well, he'll be investigating my case. He'll be looking into it. He'll be considering it in detail. He'll be looking at the witnesses and seeing the situation. And that might take some weeks. He might have given himself some hope in this regard. But after a few weeks passed, and certainly after a few months passed, it became clear to him, I'm forgotten. And so we behold this morning the forgotten man. The thing that I have to point out about this forgetfulness on the part of him who is the chief among all the butlers is that it is not just mental forgetfulness. It's moral forgetfulness. It's not a case that the chief butler has dementia. It's not a case that he's so much on his mind he just simply forgets Joseph. You can't forget a thing like that. Mentally speaking, we might forget an appointment. So many things may crowd in upon us that the more unimportant things just leave us. But there are things you just can't forget. And this is something you can't forget. The man who came into your prison that day and said, why are you sad today? And who lifted your spirits up and gave you hope and within a few days saw your deliverance. You can't forget that. This isn't mental forgetfulness. It's a sinful forgetfulness. It just is utterly, at the least, it's carelessness. It's a lack of love for Joseph, a lack of concern, just being taken up with yourself. With the chief butler, it's just plain ingratitude. Joseph was so good to him. And there's an emphasis on Joseph here. He didn't remember Joseph. And there's a wee clause before the name Joseph that sort of highlights it. Joseph. He forgot Joseph. The one who encouraged him. The one who was good to him. The one who was so important in his life at that particular time when it was looked like it was hopeless. He didn't want to remember Joseph. He didn't want to stand up for Joseph. Joseph's alleged past was an embarrassment to him. All the slander that was against Joseph, he didn't want to be seen to be part of. He was happy now with Pharaoh and it was all working out well. And he didn't want the boat rocked by bringing into it Joseph with all those allegations. He didn't want to be identified with him, even the man that helped him, even the man who was good to him. He didn't want to be associated with him in Pharaoh's palace. He didn't want to have any identification with him at all, and he chose to forget. He chose to forget. He didn't forget in the way that we often do forget. It was a deliberate act on the butler's part. It was sin, in actual fact. And the butler knows it is. The butler knows what he is doing in his mind and in his heart. He knows he is failing to repay a kindness. Now, this man had only asked one thing, just mention me to Pharaoh. But he forgot him. And the butler knows that it's wrong of him. It took fully 2 years. That's where we go into the next chapter, 41. 2 years later. 2 years. 2 full years after he's left forgotten. But 2 full years later, something happened. Pharaoh had dreams. And the story is told, as I said, in the next chapter. And the chief butler says unto Pharaoh, I remember my faults this day. He's going to tell him now, because Pharaoh wants to get his dreams, and he wants to be in Pharaoh's good book in another kind of deeper, stronger manner. And now he says, it's convenient now to bring in Joseph, because he's the interpreter of dreams. And he says, I remember my fault this day. He has to say that, because Pharaoh will say, why did it take you 2 years to tell me about this man? You know how important dreams are in Egypt. You know what they mean to me and how beneficial it would be to have an interpreter of dreams. 2 full years it took him to tell. And so the man had to start by saying, I remember my faults. And it was fault. He's confessing it. It was a sin that he did not bring up Joseph to Pharaoh. It's awful to be good and kind, and yet to be forgotten by those who you were kind to. To pray for others and to help others and for them just to forget you. It's ungratefulness. And that's how Joseph feels. And you know, he's not the only one in the Bible who feels that. You remember Job? Job complained of the very same thing. How popular he was when it was going well with him. How popular he was when he was rich and wealthy. And he had no trials and no problems in his life. And he just looks like the man that God has set up. But when his life's turned upside down, and when he looks now like the man God's against, how everybody left him, how they forgot him then. And he himself said, my kinsfolk have failed. My family have failed, he says. And my familiar friends, the ones who crowded around me when it was all well, he says, my dearest friends have forgotten me. They've forgotten me. Well, that's how Joseph feels. That's an awful feeling. It's a terrible trial. When you think you're forgotten, Joseph's in the same boat. It also reminds me of that good but materially poor wise man. See, when you're poor, people forget you all the time. But there was a good, though poor, wise man one time that we read of in the Bible. He's described in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. It says there was found in the city a poor man, a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. We don't know the circumstances of it. We don't know how he did it, but he came up with some sort of counsel. The poor, despised man, he came up with some sort of counsel how the city can be delivered. And it was good counsel, and the city was delivered. And so you would think that they would recognize that poor man and they would give him some exaltation or some recognition or show kindness. But what does the Bible say? Yet no man remembered the same poor man. He was forgotten. Forgotten by the city. He was still an embarrassment because he was poor. No matter about his counsel, no matter about the deliverance he wrought, he wasn't one that wanted to be identified with. And so he was forgotten. He wasn't remembered. And Joseph's like that. Here's a wise man, but he's a poor wise man. He's a slandered wise man. He's a jailed and a chained wise man. And the chief butler just doesn't want to identify with him. He's forgotten. Conveniently forgotten. How wicked men are, brethren and sisters, despising and forgetting the poor and needy, but making a show of and uplifting the rich and the noble. We read Psalm 31. It's fitting in with our text today. David laments the very same thing in his sufferings and in his poor, low estate. He says there in verse 12 of the psalm, I am forgotten as a dead man, out of mind, out of sight. I'm like a broken vessel. Whenever a vessel breaks in the house, what do? You into the bin it goes and down to the dump. Out of your mind and all forgotten. It'll never come into your mind again. That's it. He says, I'm like that. I'm like a broken vessel. I'm outside the house now. I'm down in the dump. And nobody cares. I'm like a dead man out of mind. I'm like one that might as well be buried and be in the grave, where all the rest go who perish, forgotten. David felt it. And Joseph could use these very same words this morning. I'm forgotten as a dead man in this pit. I'm as good as buried. So Joseph, Job, and the poor wise man, and David have all been in the same boat. The boat of the forgotten ones. And the boat is full even today, brethren and sisters, with many of God's people. There are forgotten ones in Iraq and in Iran. And they're perishing in cells. And there's only one or two loved ones who have any memory of them. They're God's people and they're forgotten. The apostle says, remember them that are in bonds. Don't forget them. As if you're bound with them, you're very sad. How can you forget someone you're bound to and chained to? The Lord says, remember them who are bound. As if you're in chains with them. Don't forget the suffering saints. Don't forget any suffering Christian. Keep them in mind. The boat's full. Yes, it's full. But there's a captain on the boat. He's the chief of the forgotten ones. His name is Jesus. He's the truly forgotten one. It's him that we consider today. Joseph always leads us to Jesus. He always carries us away to Christ. And are there not echoes then of this, from this verse, telling us about the Lord Jesus, our Savior? Even Psalm 31 that we read, Christ quoted from it on the cross. It was a psalm that was going through his mind as he was dying upon the tree. In fact, he prayed from it. He said, into thy hand I commit my spirit. It's a quotation from Psalm 31. He's the forgotten one on the cross, forgotten by Israel. The words are messianic and they have their fulfillment ultimately in Jesus Christ. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, he says in the psalm, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. He's on the cross. He is a broken vessel. broken as he bears our sins, broken for us. This is my body which is broken for you, he says. He's a broken vessel on the tree. He's forgotten as a dead man out of sight. Yet he dies for our sins, yet he's good for us. I have heard the slander of many. Doesn't that sound like Joseph? I've heard the slander of many, he says. Fears on every side. They take counsel together against me. They devise to take away my life. But I trust in thee, O Lord. And so ultimately, the forgotten one is Christ. And Psalm 31 is a foreshadowing of the forgotten one upon the tree. The one who did good to Israel. The one who was more than the interpreter of their dreams. The one who was the bringer of hope to them. The one who gave them a message of hope and of salvation and of life and of renewed service. He told them more than Joseph ever told the chief baker or the chief butler. But they forgot him. Jesus of Nazareth was the one that they forgot. And of the abounding goodness of Christ to Israel, the four Gospels give us an abundant testimony. He came unto his own, the Bible says. He came to his own to do them good. And how wonderfully good he did do them too. How beneficial he was to all that were in Israel, going about the land doing good, releasing and delivering all the captives, as the prophecies had said, setting free the blind, setting free the infirm, setting free those who'd been taken captive by the devil at his will, releasing multitudes through his gracious miracles. Many a chief butler did Jesus help. But who is there to stand with him in Jerusalem? Who is there to say a word for him? Speak for me to Pharaoh, Joseph said. Make mention of me, he said. But who is there to make mention of Christ in Jerusalem? With all one voice they say, Barabbas, we want Barabbas. This man, away with him and crucify him. There's none to speak a word for Christ. Not one to remember him. Not one to lift up their hand for him. They all forsook him and fled. I'm forgotten as a dead man. Forgotten by the people he did so much good to. Forgotten by those he healed. Where are the blind to raise a voice for him? Where are those who had the leprosy removed to stand by him? Where are even his disciples who for 3 years he taught and prayed for? They all forsook him and fled. I'm forgotten as a dead man out of mind. Jesus of Nazareth, forgotten by Israel. And brethren and sisters, this is a sad thing. He's been forgotten by Israel in the main for 2,000 years, and today he's still forgotten. Jesus Christ is the man Israel wants to forget. They still want to forget him. As far as they're concerned, he's still lying in the pit, out of mind and out of sight, and they're very happy to leave him there. The chief butler pictures Israel. Christ is still forgotten. The prophet Isaiah depicts the Jewish nation as one day becoming like the chief butler. 2 years later. Maybe 2,000 years later, we don't know. But one day, Israel is going to say like the chief butler, I this day remember my faults. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. We despised him. We esteemed him not. But this day when the Spirit of God has been poured out upon us in abundant power, this day we see our faults. And he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our sins. One day, Israel will see their faults and confess it. And so, Joseph had said, "Make mention of me. Remember me. Don't forget me. Bring me up before Pharaoh." Brethren and sisters, did not our Lord Jesus, in his deepest woe of sufferings, ask of us the same thing? Did not he who brought to us the message of hope in the gospel, did not he in that upper room say, "This do in remembrance of me"? Don't forget me. The bread and the wine. There's bread in the text. The baker is there. The butler is there. There's a cup in his hand. The bread and the cup are in the text. There's a foreshadowing here of the supper of our Lord when he says and brings the good news of the everlasting covenant and says, "Remember me. Remember me." There are foreshadowings here. There are echoes here of Christ. Christ spake of the bread and of the wine. He told of the table and of the cup. And in telling of the story, he said, "Remember me." Yet they did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. There is a reminder here again this morning, brethren and sisters, that we must not forget our Lord Jesus Christ, our heavenly Joseph. How cruel and how ungrateful it is to forget him who said, "Remember me, remember me." We can think of the callousness to Joseph, but are we any less callous to our Lord? Do we not sometimes behave as the chief butler behaves? Are there not the times when we are embarrassed about Jesus? Are there not the occasions when we just don't want to be associated with him just at the moment? Pharaoh's here. He's so great. He's so lofty, and he has no time for Christ. And maybe that's just the time for us just to conveniently forget him and not confess him. "Speak a word for me before Pharaoh," he says. "Speak a word for me." But we don't. We conveniently forget him. Are we not as callous as the chief butler? We don't speak up for Christ the way we ought, the way we should. Have we hid our face from him? The children of God are capable of this sin. And if you're an unconverted sinner, this is your chief sin. You've forgotten Christ. You've hid your face from him. You forget him, and you're choosing to continue to forget him. You're happy for Jesus to lie buried out of sight. No encounter with him, no challenge from him, nothing to do with him, just a distant, out-of-mind person. That's you, sinner, who are Christ-rejecting. Out of mind and out of sight, you've forgotten the Savior. You've forgotten Christ. It's your greatest sin. It's a sin that will damn your soul. May God have mercy on your soul and bring you to become like the chief butler, to confess this day your fault and remember him. Those of us who are Christians, there's no excuse for us forgetting the Lord. Because we are the chief butler who have been delivered. We prayed to him that he would remember us. Like that thief on the cross. There's someone at the cross who's saying, Lord, remember me. The chief butler would say in the prison, remember me, Joseph. But when he gets out, he doesn't remember Joseph. And we're like that. We've prayed, Lord, remember me. Remember me in my prison. And he's come to us and he's walked into our prison cell and he remembered us and he's delivered us and he saved us by his grace. He remembered us. You know, that's a description of the saved. That's how they sing about the Lord. They say in Psalm 136, for example, who remembered us in our low estate? For his mercy endureth forever. That's how we got saved. He remembered us. That's how Noah was delivered. God remembered Noah. And there's so many in the Bible, the Lord remembered them and he saved them. That's a description of our salvation. The Lord remembered us. We're all Christians because the Lord remembered us. He set us free because he remembered us. He didn't leave us lingering in the prison house of sin and bondage. No, he remembered us. He remembered us. The word of our heavenly Joseph has released us. He cared for our soul, and in caring for our soul, he spoke to us. And in speaking to us, we were set free. Free to live. Free to serve. Free to handle the cup. The cup of salvation and the cup of the wine of the table of the Lord Jesus. We were free to take the cup. Because he remembered us. And surely the lesson, brethren and sisters, is this. We can never forget Jesus Christ. We have to remember him all the time. In the morning when you wake up, do you remember him? Do you remember him? In the evening when you retire, do you remember him? On his day, do you remember him and come out to his house? And certainly when his table is furnished and he says the very words, remember me, do you do it? Or is the text fulfilled by you when you walk away from the table, yet he forgot Joseph? Oh, don't forget the Lord. Never. How can you forget the one who did you so much good? So remember him at the table. And when he's attacked and ridiculed and blasphemed, and when he says, make mention of me, make mention of me. Do we do it? Do we do it? Or do we conveniently forget him? Make mention of me, he says. He that confess me before men, I'll confess him before my Father. But he who denies me, or if you like, who forgets me, I forget him. Don't forget the Lord. Don't be guilty of silence when you should make mention of him. Stand up for him. Remember the Lord. Isn't it so often in the Bible? Thou shalt remember that you were a bondman and that the Lord redeemed you. Don't forget it. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. Psalm 20 verse 7. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the Lord. We'll not forget him. So don't forget your heavenly Joseph. That's a lesson this morning, brethren and sisters. The world would shove him away in the pit, but don't you forget your heavenly Lord who suffered for you and bought you with his blood. Let him never be in our lives the forgotten one, but let him be for us the ever remembered one. You remember how Paul said to Timothy? when he was writing that last great epistle before his death. Remember, he says, that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead. Remember the risen one. Don't forget him. Don't forget the Lord today. Let us pray then. Lord, we ask thy blessing upon the word and the quickening of our minds and hearts to be always mindful of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For his name's sake, we ask it. Amen.